two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time is 6:30. It is 31 degrees.
It's an accident-free start to the drive. I'm Heather Kelly.
KSL's top story this hour. In spite of warnings from health departments and government leaders, it's getaway day for millions of Americans. KSL TV's Morgan Wolf is at the Salt Lake International Airport this morning, where they're doing what they can to keep from spreading the virus.
Masks are required. They have the signs out to socially distance. They have things here like sinks that are remote controlled, and so you just put your hand under them. A lot of touchless things to try and keep you as safe as possible.
Morgan says the airport is pretty busy this morning, but not nearly as busy as it would be normally. According to AAA, the coronavirus has a lot of Utahns putting their Thanksgiving trips on hold.
And a lot of states are implementing new restrictions. This forecast represents a 10% drop in travel, and it's the largest decrease since the Great Recession for Thanksgiving travel.
Spokesman Aldo Vasquez also says cruise ships are expected to take the biggest hit, losing 75% of their normal business. He says people that are traveling are sticking to places closer to home. The Utah Highway Patrol is asking for help, but not the way people may normally expect. They're asking people to give them food donations they can bring to the Utah Food Bank. Lieutenant Nick Street says they're holding the Fill the High food drive at the Smith's Marketplace in East Mill Creek.
We'll be making it clear to folks going into stock up on Thanksgiving supplies that they could help those in need by bringing out an extra bag of groceries full of non-perishable items.
Lieutenant Street says they've been taking donations at their headquarters, but not many people see that. The first window for giving donations will be between 9 and 11 this morning. The second will be between 6 and 8 this evening. The Air Force is awarding Hill Air Force Base a big contract to help repair and maintain a certain type of aircraft. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the details. John?
Yeah, Amanda, Hill Air Force Base has been awarded a contract to help repair and maintain A-10 aircraft through November of 2030. Now, the price tag to make that happen is roughly around $187.5 million. It comes following an 8-year project that wrapped up last year that saw workers at the Ogden Air Logistics Complex install 173 new wings on the aircrafts. That was part of a larger $1.1 billion program, which was aiming to keep the A-10s flying into the late 2030s. These aircrafts are designed to help the Air Force perform airborne forward air control and also close air support operations. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. President-elect Joe Biden says he's planning on giving a Thanksgiving address to the nation today. We get the latest from ABC's Karen Travers.
President-elect Joe Biden today will deliver what his transition team is calling a Thanksgiving address to the American people. Biden's expected to discuss the shared sacrifices Americans are making this holiday season and will say that the nation can and will get through this current crisis together. Biden said last week his family will do a modified Thanksgiving, a much smaller group of relatives celebrating together than in years past. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A day before Thanksgiving, North Texas residents are picking up damage from a very spring-like storm. ABC's Jim Ryan has more.
People here in Dallas-Fort Worth are used to hearing tornado sirens in the spring and summer, but those sirens sounded last night as a line of severe storms moved in. Kobe Bennett was sitting in his apartment in Arlington.
The wind, like 2 seconds, the wind just changed. It got heavy. The window cracked and I got ready to stand up. The roof just flew off and came in the room on me.
He's one of 70 people displaced by the storm that damaged at least 7 buildings in Arlington. Nobody was seriously hurt. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. It's getaway day today, and for those who are heading over the river or through the woods, it looks like the weather across the Beehive State is going to cooperate.
Should be pretty nice. We'll be around 50 degrees with a mix of sun and high cloud cover. Just some light winds in the afternoon. I know not everyone will be traveling this time around, but for the folks who are, it is going to be some good travel weather up north and across our state. Get those coats on this morning. Of course, it's cold, 20s and 30s.
Grant says we'll reach the upper 40s before the end of today. A weak storm tomorrow is expected to bring a slight mix of rain and snow, but it's not expected to stick to the roads. Another SpaceX rocket launch illuminated the sky over Florida Tuesday night. ABC's Tony Marino reports from Orlando.
After two previous scrubs,
ignition and liftoff.
SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket with dozens of the company's Starlink satellites on board from Cape Canaveral. It's the 16th Starlink mission, so the satellites will join hundreds of others already in orbit, all part of CEO Elon Musk's plan to create a worldwide broadband network.
Vehicles pitching down.
Tuesday night's picture-perfect launch comes 8 days after SpaceX delivered four astronauts to the International Space Station. Tony Marino, ABC News, Orlando, Florida.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.